listen to the history lessons, the significance of the Bach, and I still would have read Tosfos correctly, but Baruch Hashem, we looked at the Hagodas Bach, and then I realized, wait a second, it's something I've read Tosfos entirely wrong. So let's see if we could read Tosfos correctly. And he bar asked, "Do not mock him, save not." He gave him. Kosher Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam pair come to fool and map because mikrod lo chashinon lo hadas lina baser ruva. So how would you explain Tosfos's kasha? What's Tosfos exactly bothered by? What's Rabbeinu Tam bothered by? Scream out. Yeah, okay, that's those words. It doesn't seem to be that you're going after the Rove, because Re'isem Treifa Harad, Shalem Harad. And the example we gave was Dumam Okum Saif Nakav. But it goes on the whole concept of being Choshesh for a Treifa. Okay. Va'oimer Rabbeinu Tam, and we're going to go diligently with the Bach. Devadai ilo shalina leiloi chashinon elo I hayashol lehem kidei she'in yachishu zeze o amru t'lo yadinon yivatala edus nida dehave asayiv varirin denihid ilo shalinon chayiv. Okay, now here's where I already made a mistake. I thought that what Tosfos was doing was Tosfos was equating this to Saif and Aririn. Tosfos is not equating it with Saif and Aririn. Tosfos is saying that Saif and Aririn is a slightly different case, but becomes a paradigm that life is not so simple in regards to Bedikos. In other words, up until this Tosfos had come along, and Tosfos pointed out two lines in Maseches Sanhedrin. Here's where I told you everything is in Mishnayos. It's true. Everything is Mishnayos, but at the end of the day, to know halacha, you need to know all the Shas. And Tosfos Ma'orer, that there are two lines in Sanhedrin that show us that Bedikas are not Pashas. The Pashas that I would have thought is Bedikas divides into two categories. Either there are certain things you have to ask the Eidim. The Eidim have to answer it consistently. If they don't answer it consistently, then you throw it out. If you don't ask them, then the Eidus is not a good thing. If they answer them, beautiful. That's why I would have thought Bedikas are. Either you ask them and they answer them, well, or they don't and it's no good, or there are some things you don't have to ask them. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says there's a middle category over here. The middle category is Sayif Varirin. Sayif Varirin, the halacha is that you don't have to ask them. But if you ask them, and then they contradict each other, so then in such a case, what's the halacha going to be? The halacha is going to be its patel. Okay. Now, what happens if they say, "I don't know"? In Sayif and Aririn, the halacha is when they say, "I don't know," so then the Eidus is still going to be kosher by Sayif and Aririn. Saif and Aririn is mechadish to us that when there's a contradiction, there's going to be a problem. Okay. Afagav b'Saif and Aririn amru ein ani yodin hareze nachon. Even though when it comes to Saif and Aririn, if they say they don't know, it doesn't work. Ze garua. What's ze? Ze means b'makom Saif nikev or treifa. Hoel ublaharu gufei ein yodim. Since they don't have information on the Harugufe. Now, the longest we got right yesterday, that wasn't the problem. The problem was I read Tosfos wrong. The longest is correct. Harugufe, what's the chiluk? Because there you're being made on, as Eitan said it last time, I want to say slightly differently, but either way you say it, you're being made in whether this guy was killed or not. That is the chepta shalelis aritzicha. If he's a treifa, he wasn't killed. Saif and Aririn is a fundamentally different thing. You could get away with an Eini Yodeh on Saif and Aririn because you have all the information of the murder. That is what we called ancillary, or what we're calling ancillary information. And then, outside of ancillary information, we've got this. Okay? Good? So far, so good? Okay. Now, Rabosai, I'm not even going to tell you how I said it wrong yesterday because that's just confusing. Do you have where I got it wrong, Eitan, yesterday? Did you follow? Okay, good. But now let's just go with the correct pshat. That's the correct pshat. Continues Tosis. So Rabosai, what emerges then, and the Aruch HaNer really threw me off yesterday. I would like it. The Aruch HaNer, of course, got everything right, but the Aruch HaNer threw me off because the Aruch HaNer spoke about three categories. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you know how many categories there are now? Four. There's four categories of bedikas. There's one category of black and white. Black and white means nothing. Okay? There's another category of aririn and sayif, where you don't have to ask. You don't have to know Aiden, but when you contradict each other, it's possible. There's another category called trefa, where the Bezdin doesn't have to ask. But if it does ask, and you say, I don't know, then in such a case, no good. That's different than Saif and Aririn, because Saif and Aririn Bez doesn't have to ask, and if you say, I don't know, it doesn't work. Mason, you with me? Say, I don't know, it doesn't work. And then there's a fourth category, and that is something that Bezin has to ask, Makom, Zman, Bechule, and on that, Bezin has to ask, and it's not an Eidus if they don't ask, and if they don't know, it's also not going to work. The difference between that and Trefa is that Bezdin has to ask Makom and Zman, and Bezdin doesn't have to ask on Trefa. And that is the pshat in the Tosas. Says, Rav Rafi just adds Pasha pshat. This is all on the shuttle this morning. Rav Rafi added, this becomes, according to, just put two and two together, this becomes the machlokis between Rebbe Tarfon and Rebbe Akiva and the other Tanoim. According to Rebbe Tarfon and Rebbe Akiva, they would be lo nerag adam be'olam, because most of the time they're going to ask about trefa, they're going to say, I don't know. If they say, I don't know, so then in such a case, they're never going to be nerag me'olam. Got it? Because the odds are for someone to be able to answer trefa is not slim. It's none. Because how are you going to be able to answer Yuches Trefus? How are you going to be able to answer that? And it's Lav Dafka Dilbel Mokum Saif Noka. It's going to be all the 18 Trefus. Every single one of them. So it's not 2%. By name and Yavin, who disagrees? Who says it's 2%? Anybody found the Rishon? Ritva, beautiful, beautiful. Some guy's learning until the end. Amazing. So, Enachanami. It means 0%. Me'elam. Me'elam. Lo yinereg adam me'elam. So Rabbeinu Tam actually fits into the Parsha Pshat. Me'elam means shutei kimashmoy. Oh. But if we're talking about other bedikas, there are other halachas. So the Aruch HaNer threw me off. The Aruch HaNer threw me off because Aruch HaNer said, in summarizing Sugi, he said three categories. I'm sure the Aruch HaNer read Taisus properly. You could look back in the Aruch HaNer. But really, in Rabbeinu Tam, there are four categories of bedikas. So far, so good? Oh, but the Baalei Taisus don't like it. And you're going to tell me why the Baalei Taisus don't like Rabbeinu Tam. By the way, I just got an amazing bonus. Nicole gave me that some of the Talmudim wrote thank yous. So I told him that this is worth more. That's how our paycheck normally comes. So I said to him that this is worth more than a $10,000 bonus. I appreciate very, very, very much. I didn't read it, but just to know that I appreciate very, very much. Yeah. Well, there was a hand here. Yeah, go ahead.
The fourth category.
Yes.
Don't you always have to ask where?
The fourth category? Yeah, you always have to. Nachon. That's the fourth category. Say the four dargas of bedikas. Black and white is not important. Shachor v'lavan is not important.
The fourth category.
What was my mistake yesterday? My mistake was I ran together the second and the third. Now, my excuse is I blame it on the Aruch HaNer, but the emphasis is it's not the Aruch HaNer's fault, it's just I didn't learn it well enough. That's the. Yeah.
The way you want to understand
the Aruch HaNer
says three, probably just means three.
Whatever, no need to be me, Asher Aruch HaNer. We're learning
three that aren't.
We're learning Tasis. We're learning Tesis. Don't worry about the Aruch Hanim. Comes along, the Bali Tesis says, now you're going to tell me what's his objection. Umiyu tam zeinim yushav. Umeiza tamuze. Dim loy nishalohem ye chayim. Vim nishal v'omru ein onu yoidim ye potur. Tesis says, I don't understand. If you're not going to ask, he's going to be chayiv. You don't have to ask by treifa, but if you do, and he says, I don't know, he's going to be potter. Says, I don't understand that. You're going to tell me what Tosis is bothered by. V'raya she'evi misayif aririn, and this raya that Rabbeinu Tam brought from Saif and Aririn, ain't anida dama l'raya. Category number two is not similar to category number three. Da'asam kol kama d'loy shaynin alu. There, everywhere, you don't ask. Ein levados me'alev she'achishu ze'azeh. There's no reason to believe that they're going to contradict. Alokishim achishim behedya. But in the case of Saif Aririn, one says Saif, the other says Aririn. Doime sheker shedover ze'ah. Adam ragel alas bidaito me'mahargo. That is a sign that they're lying. Tvei mekelev shchorim. Okay, little London, more than black and white. They don't notice black and white. One more joke. And nowadays, maybe the halacha changes. Once upon a time, they wouldn't notice. Avol dover shapirish Rabbeinu Tam, v'loy tamu. Now it continues. But this that Rabbeinu Tam had said, that's without rationale. Sheki she'ein shalom lahem, v'ein anu yodim, im treifa bach, im treifa harag, o shalom harag, u'chayim. Ubishvil Shanisha Allahem Vahru ain't on Yodim Yu Potter. Says, I understand Saif and Aririn, but when it comes to Trefa, it doesn't make sense that if they're Nishal, he's gonna be Chayim. If he's Nishal, they say ain't on Yodim, he's gonna Nerag. The Harug, excuse me, the Rotsach is going to be Potter. But if they don't ask, then the Rotsach is going to be Chayiv. Can anybody tell me what the Bali Tosis just said? I read it. I corrected my words. Let me say the Bali Tosis' question again. Bali Tosis asked, I said clearly the Aririn case, I didn't say clearly our case. The Bali Tosis asked, at the end of the day, it's not logical that if they don't ask by treifa, the horeg is going to be chayiv. But if they do ask and they say ain on yodin, then he's going to be potur. Rabbo said, what just happened? I don't understand what the Bali Tosis are asking. We have the same case by Saif and Aririn. By Saif and Aririn, what's the halacha? If they ask and they say, I don't know, so then in such a case, what's the halacha? The halacha is fine, you'll still kill him. But if they're machkish, then they're going to be potter. So there could be two different responses and two different halachos. So says the Rabbeinu Tam, but here, if there's going to be two different times, two different halachos, the halachos are going to be different. What's going on here? What's pshat? If you can't answer this question, then you didn't get pshat in Tosis. Can't explain what Tosis is. And then we have to figure out what's the Yisoid HaMachloikis. What's the Nekudas HaMachloikis over here? All right. Eitan, because Be'ezer Hashem will be able to speak and learn next year. Aaron, I'm going to miss of the two. So I'll take Aaron first. Is Aaron's, that is the last year this time around, Be'ezer Hashem. Be'ezer Hashem this time around. By the way, all of those Talmidim that I'm going to miss every single one of them. That's going somewhere else next year. Okay. Aaron, go ahead. What do you want to say? What's the shot?
Bali Tosis kasha is that the sugya of Saif Aririn is not a sugya of Gufa Edus. It's a sugya of Lalos Medaito. So you can't compare it. So you can't compare the two. And if we don't have this, if we don't have the sugya, if we can't, if we don't have, if Rabbeinu Tam is able to make a connection between the sugya of Saif Aririn, then his avana that the lo yoidin when lo yishalin, the basin doesn't know. So then and he's hard. So then what changes in the fact that when they answer lo yoidin, it's still the basin doesn't know. So why has he now become potter?
Aaron is saying, I don't understand what he's saying, but let's try to process it together. Aaron is saying like this. When it comes to the Eidus of Treifa, well, you're in now in the Bali Tos objection, right? When it comes to Treifa, then you want to say that's inherent?
No, I'm explaining. The Bali Tos was first opened up with saying that you can't that explain that the sugya of Saif Aririn is not a sugya of
Gufa Shaleidus.
Gufa Eidus, Lushai Gufa Eidus. Rather, it's a sugya of Lalas Bedaito. By Saif Aririn, it's Lalas Bedaito. So it's only when they're machish each other does that have a Bali Tos. As opposed to by Begaldim, since that's not Lalas Bedaito, then it's
But what about Treifa?
Treifa, which is something that is not Lalas Bedaito. Because you don't.
That you should notice.
You should not. It's not Lala's Bedaito. Treifa is not saying it's Lala. How are you supposed to just notice?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, okay.
Notice a guy.
Right, good.
So since that's similar to Begadim, then what would come out from that sugya is really that you'd be putter if they answer just by Begadim.
If they would say Lo Yadinan by Begadim, so then
it's kosher.
By Treifa.
Treifa should also be good either. So then how come? And how come Rabbi Akiva?
But how do you fit that in Tosis's words? Let's put it in Tosis's words. Avodomer Shabir Shabbatan below Tamu, Shekisha Ain Shalim Lahem. What does that have to do with Ain Shalim Lashem?
No.
I'm asking you, Beseder. I'm asking you.
What should be there?
I know. Yeah. Now I'm asking you to explain to me words in Tosis.
And then the final point.
Avodomer Shabir Shabbatan below Tamu. He now is. This is the knockout punch.
Yeah, the knockout punch is...
Wait. I don't want to hear what Aaron has to say. I want to hear what Tosa has to say, then what Aaron has to say. Shekishe'ein sho'alim lohem, ve'ein onu yodmim treifa huo shalem, merek chayim, u'bishvil shenishalem, v'amru ein onu yodmim yei potter. I want you to explain to me that line.
That line is that before we ask them, Bisden didn't know if he was a treifa or a sholem, and we kill him. So what changes when they say ain anu yodim? We still don't know if it's a shalom or a treifa in either case. How come in one situation the nerag is chayv, in one situation the nerag is potter?
The answer is simple. When you ask him, we see from Aririn that it makes a difference whether you ask him or not.
No, we don't see from Aririn. That's why? What Tosos doesn't see you.
Why?
Because the sugya, because the case of Saif Aririn is not a sugya of Gufa Eidus.
I don't think that's what Tosis is saying. You explained Miu, but I don't think that's what Tosis is saying. Because Tosis never says, let's go back to your Umiu. Where Tosis says, Umiu tamze enu miyushav, umeiza tamuze, diimlo nishalem yechayiv. Tosis's emphasis is not kufa eidus. Tosis is emphasizing im nishalem lo nishal.
Because it's Lalos Bedaito, as he spells out in the Mihu.
Okay, I think Tos is saying something simpler and less lomdish than you're suggesting. I think Tos is saying something simpler. Eitan, go ahead.
We say that when they're mocking each other, it's kiyu, they're sheker, and in that case, then we're going to be mivatel. However, we don't ask because we assume that they're not going to be mocking one another. Only when they are mocking one another, then we are mivatel.
So let's crunch what Eitan's saying in the first sentence. By Sayif and Aririn, the only time we passel is where there's a hakasha. So basically, Saif and Aririn, there's no inyan to ask. But if for whatever reason they decided to ask, if it's a hakasha, we throw it out, like yesterday's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. You can't, everything falls apart. The moment that there's a hakasha, everything falls apart. Rabbi Akiva Eiger was a fun maramakum. You don't have to have seen the Rabbi Akiva Eiger to follow what I'm saying. The moment you have a hakasha, everything falls apart. Okay? However, continue on.
There's no reason for us to be making a second if either sort of me manasha if we say that it's ma'akev because if we say it's in and yodin then we can vatsla for some reason then it should be ma'akev you should have to ask them it should be part of that question. That's the nakuda linea's daiti. The nakuda is like this.
That when it comes, category number three of Rabbeinu Tam is not logical. It's a brilliant kasha in its simplicity. Not a conceptual question, just a logical question. Conceptual, you know I love. But sometimes it's just a logical question without conceptualization. Asks Rabbeinu Tam like this. This requires a pace. He asks very simply. He says like this. He says, when it comes to the third category of Rabbeinu Tam, the third category of Rabbeinu Tam doesn't make sense. What's the halacha? Does Beis Din need to ask? No, because that's category number four. When it comes to treifa, there isn't a requirement to ask. There's no requirement. What do we say according to Rabbeinu Tam if they answer Einanu Yodin? Then the Eidus is not a good Eidus. Says the Baalei Tosis elegantly. At the end of the day, that doesn't make any sense. If you need to ask, and then you say Einanu Yodin is Ma'akev, that's logical. If you say there's no need to ask, and Einanu Yodin is not Ma'akev, that's also logical. Why? Because Beis Din doesn't need this information. But if you say Beis Din does need to ask, then that means Beis Din does need the information. Then Einanu Yodin should be Ma'akev. In other words, category number three is not logical. You could construct as many categories as you want, but every single one of them has to make sense. This one doesn't make any sense.
And
we'll read the whole Tosis again. Not the whole, just this the objection about Tosis. That's Emes Lamito. What? You want to answer what he's saying?
That's just
we'll read inside.
That's just contrasting.
Yeah, but he has to be Jewish, just contrasting. He has to be Jewish.
No, he is. Let's see. Don't be defensive, Aaron. Don't be defensive. Umiyu Tamze. Umiyu Tamze. Einu Miyushev. Says the Baalei Tosis, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't make sense. What's the logic behind it? De'im lo nishal lahem yehechayev. If you don't ask them, then in such a case, you don't need the bedikas. V'im nishal v'amru einanu yodin yehepater. What's the logic behind that? Either Beis Din needs the information that has a mitzvah to ask, and therefore they have a chiyuv to respond, or there is no chiyuv to ask, and there's no mitzvah to have yodin, which is the case of Sayif and Aririn. The raya, and Rabbeinu Tam's raya, that we have more than two categories, doesn't mean we have four categories, it just means that we have three categories. V'raya she'evi misayif aririn ein amida doma l'raya. The hosam, when it comes to saif and aririn, why are we asking? Kol kama d'lo shalina lo. If they don't ask, then ein levados me'alev she'echishu zezah. There's no reason to believe that they're going to contradict each other. So, there isn't a requirement for us to ask things that are not likely for people to contradict each other on. But if they're machish behedya, it appears that sheker shadover ze adam rogi lalos bidaito b'mahargo. That's why you have category number two of sayiv aririn. Mikael shchor mikael von. That's the difference between the two. Black and white isn't important, because that they can even mix up. And therefore, it's no significance even in the Hakosha. Of course there's no mitzvah to ask them on black and white, because even Hakosha doesn't have it. When it comes to Saif and Aririn, there's no reason to believe that they're going to be Machdish on it. The classic Bedikas of Hakosha are Mokom, Zman, as the Mishnayos in Sanhedrin spell out, in the beginning of Hayuboitkin. Was it the fifth parak? Well, that spells out. But if we're talking about another category, that other category doesn't make sense. Avol dover shepirish Rabbeinu Tam v'lo tamu shekishayim shalim lahem. That you're going to say there's a new category of treifa. The ain on yodim im treifa hu o shalim nerag. Then he's going to be chayiv. Why? Because there isn't a chiyuv to be mavar that. But when you ask them, if there was a chiyuv for us to know the information, so then you have to ask them. Brilliant kasha. That's going to segue Tesis into shot number three. Mason and Oren, okay? Good? Yeah. Yes, Aaron.
So I think I agree with Rebbe. I just want to just clarify.
Good.
Is that Tosfos and the Mihu is just redefine the case of Sai Varirin to a different, that's not a, that's a different sugi than Rabbeinu Tam wants to say it is, in order to prove, to say that your raya is not a raya from Sai Varirin.
Yeah, but not for the reason that you said of Gufa Eidos and
yeah,
not
is
Gufa.
It. He's saying he's redefining it. He's
no.
It's not Gufa Eidos.
The question is not, the thrust of the question doesn't come from Gufa Eidos. The thrust of the question is a logical problem.
Exactly. I agree, it's a logical question.
That's not what you said.
I was saying that I was explaining over there that when the Mihu, that all he's doing is proving that you cannot bring a raya from there.
Maybe that's what you're doing. He's doing in the Mihu, but that's not the question.
Oh yeah, the question's logic.
That's not what you said.
Yeah, but the question doesn't start if you don't shlug up this raya. You have to first shlug up the raya before you can ask a logical question.
Maybe, but it's not. But you didn't say the question. That's all I said. You didn't say the question. Okay. So this is what Tosfos is kasha. Nu, how are we gonna defend Rabbeinu Tam? Chura Tosfos is a bomb kasha. How are we gonna defend Rabbeinu Tam? The Chura is an obvious difference. If there obviously Ein Anu Yodim tells us that there isn't a chiyuv to ask, and if it's kosher, and if there is a chiyuv to ask, then you've got to answer. And if there isn't a chiyuv to ask, l'chura Ein Anu Yodim should be fine. So the truth is, Baruch Hashem, we've been zochet to get the end of the parak. So I'm not lachutz to solve it. I could leave it for you for Sunday. We could leave it for Sunday. Maybe to give you a Shabbos to work on it. Okay, let's continue on. If somebody had a mahalach, then I'd listen. But let's let you work on this more, and let's continue on. There's a lot of reshay. There's a lot more to do. So there isn't a dearth of things to do. So let me let you harav on it a little bit over Shabbos Kodesh. School Shabbos Kodesh. Zochei Mira. By the way, about the Schus Shabbos Kodesh of last week, I did look up the Tosfos Yom Tov and so on, and I thought I saw it wasn't connected at all to the Yunus. I decided not to discuss it here. It was a good job with your Tosfos Yom Tov, but the crux of the issue wasn't germane to what I was discussing in Shir, so I let it go. Okay. L'chei Nira, Tosfos has a different shot. So we're going to have Sacha call 1, 2, 3, 4 pshatim. We're going to have the 3 Bali Tosfos chat, and then we're going to have the Ritva's Mahal. I want to get the Ritva in as well, and also do a little bit of Parsha and Musar before Mincha, okay? L'chei Nira. Daha de Ka'amah. Lo ne'ereg adam yolam lav dafka. Ela rov ka'am lo yinerag. Sha'yidei shumar bebedikis yi'efshe shalo yachish mehem es chaveiro. Abel, period. Let's start with this. Tosfos is going back and he's giving a new answer to the question of Chashina Lemiyuta. And Tosfos is saying, Ein Achanami, we're not Choshesh Lemiyuta at all, say the Bali Tosfos. However, what the Gemara is bringing out is that you're supposed to be Marbe Bebedikas. Can anybody tell me what is the example of Tosfos, and what does it mean to be Marbe Bebedikas? What does Tosfos mean when he says Marbe Bebedikas? What's he referring to? What is it? The beginning of one of the Prot Maseches Nida. Kol Hayad HaMarbe Livdo HaRezeh Meshubach. That's what it means? No, that's what it means. So what does it mean? What does Tosfos mean? That you're supposed to be Marbe Bebedikas. I don't understand. The Mishnah Sanhedrin already tells us. Eze Yom, Eze Shor, Eze Mokom. What does he mean? What's he referring to? He says Marbe Bedikas. What does it mean to be Marbe Eze Yom? There's one question, Eze Yom. It's either the 13th or the 14th. So what does it mean, Marbe Bedikas? Yes, Oren?
I think that they wanted to confuse him to be some sort of...
So what is the... I'm asking Parshat
Shadrach.
What's an example of that? Beautiful. Trefa, that's a question we ask. We don't tell them that an I don't know is not a problem. We don't tell them that. But But we don't tell them that. But we're ma'abed b'dikis that they're going to be ma'afish. That the fellow's going to say, oh, I know for sure he's not a treifa because such and such happened. Then we ask the other fellow, says, I know for sure he wasn't a treifa because the bullet went into his brain. And the other guy says, I know for sure it wasn't a treifa because it went right into the area of his chest. Oh! So it's not the pshat that if they don't prove treifa and shalem, it's not edus. But where marbe b'dikas, every extra question you ask is another way you could trip him up. Reminds me, my cousin told me, he's a very choshev avreich in married into the Chazon Ish's family. So he said, one of the koilel secrets is, he says, if you want to get into a good koilel, is you go interview, the Rosh Koilel interviews you. He says, don't let the Rosh Koilel ask you what you're learning. You ask him what he's learning. And so you say, what's the koilel learning now? So if you're holding and learning, so he says, we're learning nida. So he says, how do you, so then you say to him, how do you understand kol yad amar b'livdo? You have to know how to learn, you have to know a little bit. But if you then, before long, you end up giving him the bechina, and not he ends up giving you the bechinas. The key is to keep the amount of questions that you're being asked, that you should be the one asking, and not he the one asking. That's his chat. So my wife's grandfather, Olav HaShalom, was one of Rav Soloveitchik's early mismachim, said, told me the same thing. The same shtick in Bnei Brak and in YU. It's the same yisoid. So he told me the same thing that they used, the eitz it was when you went into Rav Soloveitchik. He got smicha Rav Soloveitchik in the early 40s. So he said, in those times, it was an awesome bezdin. In those days in YU, they had no written bechinas. Basically, you learned, and then they would give you an oral bechina on what you had learned for smicha. It was a few oral bechinas, maybe. That's how it is in Tarvadas. There's no written bechinas. There's oral bechinas. So Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shatskis Zatzal, who was the Rav of Lomja, and who was the third? Soloveitchik, Rav Shatskis, and maybe it was Rabbi Belkin. But I think he might have said someone else. And Rav Shatskis was a Tavcha. And Rav Mendel Zaks, it could be the Chavetz Chaim's son-in-law. Chavetz Chaim's son-in-law was Rosh Yeshiva YU. So they would ask, so he said the key was, when they asked you the first question, was to answer in a way that was somehow vague. That would happen. These Talmid Chacham had such avas atayra, and they didn't have time normally to sit with each other to speak and learning. They were running from shiurim and other responsibilities. So he said the kunz was to give them an answer that was vague, that they would end up talking and learning amongst themselves. So what happened is they would end up speaking and learning the whole time. They'd forget about this kid who was sitting in front of them, and they'd end up arguing about the sugya, and then their time, they would realize, oh, it's 4 o'clock, they have to go say shir or something like that, and then that's what would happen. So the key is always to keep the questions off of you. But the more questions you're going to be asked, the more likely you're going to get tripped up. Sayin Echanami, this question is not a relevant question, but at the end of the day, they're likely to get tripped up. That's what Taisis is saying. Good? Oh, Rabbeisai, where is there a practical machloikis between Rabbeinu Tam and the Bali Taisis? What's that? How to read the Mishnah. Now I want halacha l'maisa. I want you to give me halacha l'maisa nafkamina between the two. Very, very simple. I'm asking for pashup shat. What's the halacha l'maisa difference between Rabbeinu Tam and the Bali Taisis? Beautiful. Ein anu yadinan. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you answer ein anu yadinan, it's over. According to Bali Tosas, it's just this question is to be able to get you into a trap. So that is mahalik number 2 in our sugya. Let's continue on. Aval ein lomar. Now Tosas suggests, this is a hard Tosas to read because Tosas does lots of different things. Aval ein loma de Rabbi Akiva Tameh. So you put a big period by Aval ein loma. Aval ein loma de Rabbi Akiva Tameh de Chayesh Lemiyuta Gabe Cholov ein apoiter. So I looked up the Gemara with Mason and Aaron. You should know the Gemara. The Gemara says like this: what happens if you buy an animal from a Gentile? A mother goat, a female goat. You're not sure if it's given birth before. a goat is wrong because that wouldn't be the halacha of the chayav. But a calf. So then in such a case, what happens if it's already milking? So now, let's say, by the way, in rule of science and in statistics, every general scientific rule has exceptions. Right? Well, many scientific norms have exceptions. One example of that is a normal norm is that the only female cows that milk are cows that have already given birth. Let's just go with that. Let's just assume that right here. Okay? So in such a case, that's the norm. What happens if you bought an animal from Gentile? I have no idea if it's given birth before and whether its next child is going to be a Bechor or not. What's that look going to be if it's milking? So says Rabbi Akiva, ain't a point there, you still have a suffix. Ah, so what do we see? Rabbi Akiva is chayshish from Yuta because there's 2% of females that milk even before it's ever had a child. So you might say that Rabbi Akiva over here is going with Chayshish Lemiyuta. Says Taisis. No, the paradigmatic Chayshish Lemiyuta is Rabbi Meir. But nevertheless, Moda back. Moda the Hecha the Lo Efshar, the Lo Chayshish Lemiyuta. But here it's Lo Efshar. This isn't the vart of Chayshish Lemiyuta. Now Taisis goes further. Based on the above, even Rabbi Meir is going to agree. Because when are we Choshish Lemiyuta? We're Choshish Lemiyuta according to Rabbi Meir when it's not possible to be Bodek. So, lettuce, you could be Bodek, you could check for bugs. Maybe it depends how what percentage is likely. But then you have to check. If it's Efshar Livdok, then you have to check. I'm not getting involved whether we pass like Rabbi Meir or not. That's not my point. Point is that if it's Efshar. But here it's Lo Efshar because he can't be Boidik for Treifa. Period. So Taisis here interludes. This Taisis is hard because every stage he's doing something different. Taisis interludes and says, oh, you might want to give a totally different shot. It's Rabbi Akiva, it's Chayshin Lemiyuta. No, here it's not even a Chayshin Lemiyuta. Here it's worse than Stam Chayshin Lemiyuta. Here it is that it's Lo Efshar. Where it's Lo Efshar, even Rabbi Meir agrees. And Rabbi Meir is a bigger machner on Chayshin Lemiyuta than even Rabbi Akiva. Period. Mahalach number 3 in Taisis. Miu Yeshlein Madikul Mekim El Milsik Goin Shay Krum Shamach Megulav Rosh Shayshon Ubazev Nakva Lahargo. Then Taisis says, wait a second. Maybe it's not possible to have a case. If the case was that the fellow's brain was revealed, so then in such a case, you'll be able to say, were you able to see into his head whether he was a treif or a shalom? In a chanami. That Rabbi Akiva, that would be Efshar Livdok, Nachol. That would then be, Eitan's adding well, that would be, Mahalach number 3 is saying, and then we could say that we're Chayshina Lemiyuta of Rabbi Akiva, because then it's Hecha the Efshar. Beautiful, correct.
Essentially strangulation there. Why have to give that a
kibza? Because that's something that's Efshar Lukuma. He wants to give us something that's Efshar Levarer.
Exactly. If you strangle the guy, it's Efshar Levarer.
No, because they're using the Gemara.
No, how are you going to know that the guy didn't have cancer?
Yeah, you have to check him. So it's you with
no, but you're not. No, but then it's revealed.
Only
then it's
the
open.
Revealed, but there's treatments all over the place.
That's
what Joseph is saying, that when you kill him in the head and you know there wasn't a treatment there before, then you know that you didn't open it up. Right?
I didn't follow what you just said. Just say it again.
The
way
I understand
follow.
The answer was that Joseph is saying that when you kill him in the head where it was opened up, that what happens is that you know you didn't open up a treifa in the head, and then the treifa is in the rest of the body, or Efshar Levarer.
How could you be Efshar Levarer in the treifa the rest of the body?
Cut the guy open and check.
Okay, what the other Rishonim are going to reject? We're about to see the fourth sheet of the Rishonim.
Fine, but within Tosos, it's working that you should cut the guy open and check. So then why would they create this kimta of the guy's skull open, just strangle the guy? Not you shouldn't, but like just give a case of strangulation.
maybe in such a case, we don't know that beforehand he was maybe asphyxiating beforehand.
He was what?
That he couldn't breathe beforehand. Maybe the guy couldn't breathe beforehand and we just didn't know it.
Yes, so then after the virus, so you have to check.
No, but then you could say that on everything. Tosis Gafri Gabriel Kimta the Krum Shalmoach, Megula.
Why do you have to give that? That's a crazy Kimta. Just give us a normal. I'm asking, what's the issue?
So maybe Tosis doesn't agree with you that you're supposed to open up and check the Yuchas Trefus.
That's the only reason why you. That's the Gemara Nukulin. The Gemara Nukulin says that says, oh, maybe you should check, and then says, then says you can't because you're going to defile the body. They're like, no, you obviously have to check because the life is at stake. And then the Gemara, after saying that there's life on stake, gives the answer of maybe Makom Sa'adike. And because Makom Sa'adike, there's no point on checking because odds are, because you don't even know if maybe he opened up the trefa.
Okay, so in our case over here, here we know for sure it's not Makom Sa'adike because we saw it beforehand. Okay, and therefore in such a case, then even according to Rabbi Meir, so here it's something that's Efshar, and we're going according to Rabbi Akiva. And what are you adding?
Why would he have to give you a kipta? Just say he strangled him.
Why don't you say that he strangled him? No, but there by the Makom Nike, I don't understand.
There's no Makom Nike.
Maybe it was the Makom Nike. If a person asphyxiated, maybe you won't be able to tell that he was beforehand. Maybe even if you opened up, you wouldn't be able to tell.
Is that true? Metzias?
I don't know. The Tosis is giving a case that we know for sure. Maybe there are other cases. B, maybe is we don't know that's the case. The Ritva gives a fourth mahal. So let's take a look at the Ritva. Then we have to go to Parsha. Says the Ritva like this. V'hadam rin shalom nera gadam me'olam parashim b'gemar mishum da'amelu le'edim ha'me'idin ha'retzeich risim treif ha'harek. Shalim harek. V'im t'kselam ha'shalim ha'yidum ha'mokum saif mikif ha'fem. Pirush Rashi, sh'ayu sholim but So that's how Rashi learns. Rashi learns that you would mamish, according to the Ritva, that you would mamish checking. That's mamish Rashi mefurish. Sheyomru batkinu la'achar misasa mikol shemon aser treifus. Fi beirsh de'ah yitzvichin lebotkul la'achar misa b'yudches treifus. Amazing ukimta. The our case only be chayiv if you both give on yudches treifus. V'chayav yisholim nami chashin del mokum sayiv havin nokav nike b'fnin shein anika. Fi zemish yosem kipashta shalon eragod amyom klap. Kol da'av ki davar zeh shi yeshish yuchol eidim shu shalom shalinek mokum sayiv b'fnin. But now we ask, you'll never kill somebody. In other words, there's going to be a fundamental machlokis over here between the Ritva and Rashi and the Bali Tosas. Because according to the Bali Tosas, Ruba, the Bali Tosas, what does it mean, lo neragadu me'olam? It's not likely. Why is it not likely? Because they'll either say eini yodeya, according to Rabbeinu Tam, or there's a chance that they'll be machish. Now that's not likely that they'll be able to answer all the questions, but not for sure. What? Let's talk about Bali Tosas. So I said Rav, okay? Then I said Rabbeinu Tam. So Bali Tosas. In the Bali Tosas, in such a case, it won't necessarily, you could ask them a zillion questions and they could pass every single one of them. It's possible. But according to this, it's impossible. Why is it impossible? Because at the end of the day, even if they open up the body, they won't be able to be sure that Dilma Saif Naka. So what we have is a fundamental machlok is how to understand that kasha. Just back into Pshat. Imtim Tzlom Hashalim Alva Dilma Mokum Saif Naka. What is that? Is that a way to set us up according to Rabosa the Rabbeinu Tam? The Bali Tosos. It's a way to set them up to be machish. Or that will make the words Me'olam literal. Eitan points out, we had said earlier that according to Rabbi Natan, the Olam was also literal. Okay. Avlein nachon b'enei kol rabbisinu. Chada, dimkein, batalta, kol parashas rotzchen. You can be matal parashas rotzchen. Va'od, kima yitzvichen livdok, achar amisa, b'yudches trefes, kamen avlis tuva. Va'kosav amar va'afto re'acha kamocha. Okay, I see I'm out of time. Be'ezer Hashem, on Sunday we're going to pick up with Lekach HaNachon, as well as We'll begin. We'll do Tosas Kimachol B'Shifo Feres. I have to keep you guys busy, so I've got to give you more Maariv Makomos, because most of you already have done these Maariv Makomos, and Be'ezer Hashem, I will give you more Maariv Makomos as well on the sugya. Maybe I'll decide to do something besides. Okay, just in terms of Parsha, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz.